You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On the phone right now, we have Bron Daler of Mastodon and Les Claypool of Primus. They're both going to be in town June 22nd, Mastodon and Primus together at Marymore Park, touring this summer together. It's a pretty huge tour. First things first, where are you guys at today?
I'm in Northern California, and he's in Atlanta.
Okay, right on. We're doing
I'm in Atlanta.
Doing this technology thing. I like it.
Yeah, man.
Phones.
Modern days.
You guys are going to be playing a really awesome tour. And is it going to be like switching off who's headlining each night, or you guys have that decided?
We're going to put both bands on stage at the same time and just play Don't Fear the Reaper over and over again.
I hope so. We could only be so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be that lucky.
Yeah. Are you coming?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. It's going to be awesome. Marymore Park's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, we hope you like that song.
Over and over and over.
Over and over. Because really, you know, we're just trying to really get that point across. You should not fear him.
Seasons don't fear the Reaper.
So for Bron, before starting Mastodon, had you ever seen Primus live?
I have, yeah. I've seen them twice before starting Mastodon.
Nice.
I saw them in Rochester, New York in a small club called Backstreets. And then I saw them on Lollapalooza.
This one's for Les. Obviously, you're a very highly influential bass player. What bassist did you look up to, like, growing up, and that kind of made you want to just jump on and start playing bass?
Well, I mean, my very first concert was Rush with Pat Travers opening at the Cow Palace.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was about 14. I drank 3 warm Löwenbräus and threw up in the parking lot. And it was one of the greatest nights of my entire life. And I sat there and watched Getty, not only Getty, but Mars from Pat Travers' band. And
yeah.
I just went, oh, my God, I want to do that. So I started trying to do that for a long time. So guys like Geddy Lee, guys like John Paul Jones, and then Stanley Clarke, and Louis Johnson, and Larry Graham, Tony Levin, all these guys all entered my world and molded me into the creature that I've become.
This one's another one for Bron. I'll give you a couple seconds to answer.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Marty. It was Marty.
Oh, okay. All right. Last time you guys came through...
Best Picture, 1955.
Marty.
Yes.
You guys came through with Eagles of Death Metal, Russians of Circle, and now Primus. Do you guys purposely decide to tour with bands that are kind of outside of your realm, outside of your sound? I mean, just kind of diverse lineups.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we always try to pick... We always try to pick or tour with or make decisions about touring and go with something that's a little more interesting, I guess, like an evening of variety. But I guess we haven't gone like too far out of the box to where our fans would be super bummed, you know. But we've, you know, just toured with sort of like-minded groups, you know. They're doing something cool and interesting and artistic, and that we think will make sense as a package.
Absolutely. I mean, makes sense to me.
That's our thought process.
If you guys were to start a band together, just bass and drums, and just do a little side project, I want to give you guys like 10 seconds. What is your band name?
Van Halen.
There you go. Hey.
That's pretty good. I would say Stan Halen, but...
Stan Halen.
Stan. Stan's a cool name, but then you put Halen after it.
I think anything with Halen after it. We were almost going to be Primus Halen.
Ooh.
It's true. Like, those guys lucked out. I mean, that's their last name. How cool is that?
Primus Halen.
Yeah, I got stuck with Claypool.
Yeah.
And
Daler. I don't know.
Daler, Claypool.
It's fine. It's fine. But it's not a band name, you know what I mean?
The Daler.
Daler's got kind of a rock, you know, like Daler.
It's Sailor with a D.
The so Daler Claypool like Halen
That's
experience.
No, right. We were naming it. Not you're not naming it.
Oh, okay.
We named it Van Halen.
Okay.
Van Halen.
I thought it was Stan Halen.
Van I don't know. Daler. I mean, yeah.
All right. Before we let you go, I was gonna ask. You know, we're here in the Northwest.
Oh man.
What's your favorite band from the Northwest, guys?
Favorite band from the Northwest. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin's good. They're good. That one guy.
That one
guy. Favorite bands from the Northwest. So you're talking like Soundgarden.
Yeah, any band from the Northwest. Melvins. Hell yes.
Of course. Yes.
Come on.
Let's cut right to the chase. The Melvins.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, highly influential
big
as well.
Business.
There wouldn't have been a lot
big
of those
business.
Bands without the Melvins.
Big business. Heard that.
Big beeswax, I call them.
June 22nd, Mastodon and Primus at Murray Moore Park. Thank you guys for this interesting conversation. Well, I will call you guys.
Isn't that good?
Van Halen might be there in the form
of Pro Tools, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In the form of Braun and Les, they are Van Halen.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.